Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carbon County Commissioner Jared Haddock, as well as Shani Wilson from the Office of Economic Development in Carbon County. And we're going to be talking about Powering Tomorrow, a Carbon County community series on nuclear energy. Three workshops coming up for the Castle Country, focusing on the world of nuclear energy. It's a pleasure to have both of you in here today. Thanks so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
You know, I think it's important to say first, this is an educational series you guys are hosting. This is more of a technology that is coming to the state of Utah. I mean, we see it across. The governor has been pushing for a statewide nuclear campus. He wants to see one in Tooele, and he wants to see that system spread throughout the state in various capacities. But just because you guys are hosting this, it doesn't mean that nuclear power coming to Carbon County tomorrow, next week, next month, next year even. This is just something that it's a good opportunity to educate the community on an upcoming technology that throughout the state in various capacities will probably make an appearance.
Yeah. So just a little background, the Utah Department of Energy Development, or Utah Office of Energy Development, I should say, they've been tasked to actually go out into the communities, more specifically rural communities, to just have these conversations and talk about nuclear and the benefits of nuclear. I told this story when during a couple of interviews over the last few weeks, that I actually went to a workshop a couple years ago on nuclear. When I walked in, I was really skeptical. I had a lot of questions. I really didn't know what nuclear meant. And when I walked out, I had a whole different appreciation for what nuclear is and how safe it is and how efficient it is. And it was really a game changer for me. And I'm hoping that this will provide the same opportunity for our locals to go in and get that sense of, okay, this is actually, it could happen, absolutely. It's not that it is happening right now, because it's not, but we want the public to know that it is a good thing, and we want them to get their questions answered.
And it's one of those things where, as you look at nuclear energy, all the negative examples are the ones that jump to your mind. You know, your Chernobyls, your 9 miles. It's one of those things where, as we look back at the technology of the past, those negative examples are what sticks out in people's minds. But as we've gotten further and further into the modern age, this technology has changed quite a bit, and a lot of those risks that were associated with early nuclear power have kind of been removed. And I think that's exactly what a workshop like this will aim to address and hopefully kind of quell those concerns for people who attend.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I think it's important for everybody to understand, too, that there's already 53 nuclear sites in America in about 23 states. And so this isn't anything new, and it's already been around, and it's already coming. We do understand that our dependence on coal in the area, but as some of those mines have dried up, or at least the access to that easy coal is gone, it makes it harder and harder to provide some kind of baseload power, which I believe is pretty important. You know, solar's great. We love those things. But the thing is being able to have that at nights and in cloudy days is very important for our economy to function.
And it's what we hear on a statewide level, too, especially with the implementation of Operation Gigawatt. We want an all-of-the-above approach to energy production. That means trying not to demonize any of the forms of electrical generation. And I think nuclear could play a pretty big role in that. So let's dive into what these workshops will actually entail. So workshop number one comes up on May 21st, so right around the corner, and it's Nuclear Now, Understanding Today's Technology. What is this kind of going to entail for people who do go and attend this?
So really, this is just more the basics. What is nuclear? What are the benefits of nuclear? And how can we, you know, answer the questions and make sure everybody's comfortable with nuclear? We have Tay Stevenson. He's the CEO of Envoy Public Labs coming. He's going to be our presenter. He'll put together a nice presentation on, you know, just kind of the basics, so people walk away with a better understanding, you know, like I did a few years back. I think I think this will be a really good opportunity. I think they picked a good speaker, and I know who he is, and I, you know, I'm glad that he's coming. So first one is really just more of the basics.
You know, I think that's a great way to lead off with those basics. Introduce people to some concepts they might not be familiar with, because it can be an intimidating world. It's a lot of science talk, and for the regular person, a lot of that inaccessible language makes it a bit of a barrier to learning about nuclear energy. This is a great chance to have it broken down in a very simple form and help the public learn what is nuclear.
And I just want to reiterate that it is next Thursday at the Carbon County Event Center at 7 p.m., and light refreshments will be served, and there will be a Q&A at the end.
I think that's a perfect opportunity. You have the workshop, a Q&A, and you can never go wrong with light refreshments either. So it's going to be a good one. Again, that's coming up next Thursday, May 21st, 7 p.m. at the Carbon County Event Center. And in addition to that, you guys continue to move on throughout this workshop series, and you have a few more seminars people can attend. One that I'm particularly interested in is From Rock to Reactor, the Modern Nuclear Fuel. That one's going to be on June 18th, 7 p.m., also at the Carbon County Event Center.
Yes, that's correct. And we're still working on, we have a couple people that we've reached out to see if they can, be a part of the conversation. So we're still working on that one, but we do have one presenter committed to coming, and we're trying to get three on that night.
And then the last one that you guys have coming up on July 16th, Fuel for the Future, What Happens After Power Generation? I think this one can answer a lot of pressing questions people will have left over from the remaining two, because you have the one that dives into the basics, you have what goes from the mining to the actual reactor, and what happens after? And I think that's the biggest question people have, is what does happen after nuclear power generation? This is going to be a great opportunity for people to learn just that.
Yes, thanks, Aiden. You said it great.
Yes. Well, and our goal is to help educate everybody, so we don't have to just read information on social media, that we'll be able to hear from the actual experts who are doing this and have done it for many, many years. And I think that's very helpful for, like they say, knowledge is power.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point with social media. Going to one of these workshops, you're going to get it from a primary source, someone who has hands-on in the industry, someone who knows the ins and outs of it, not secondhand, thirdhand. By the time it gets to social media, it's about eighth-hand information filtered down. No one, it's like a giant game of telephone. So this is a great chance to hear directly from the source what this is. So if there's anyone out in the community right now, they're on the fence, should I go? Should I do this? Does this really impact me? What would you say to get them out and to check out these events?
I would say come. Come and be a part of this experience. Learn what you can. Again, we're just excited that they reached out to us and CERTA and said, hey, we want to be a part of this. We want to come down. We want to, partner and connect with your local community. And we're just grateful that they're willing to do this. So we're going to do whatever we can to get people to come out and be a part of this experience.
And they're going to dumb it down so even I can understand it. So
you and me both, Commissioner, it's going to be a good time.
Come and join.
You can learn
right along
with
me.
Yes, we want people to come.
Now, Commissioner Shani, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I'm just grateful for the opportunity to share this information, and I think it's a very rare opportunity. It's happening all throughout the state, but this is the time to come. So I would make it kind of a priority to come and get that, as you said, primary source.
Yeah, come out.
I agree.
Come out, learn some great things about nuclear energy and how it actually works. Commissioner Shani, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Again, joining us in the studio, we have Commissioner Jared Haddock as well as Shani Wilson. We're talking about Powering Tomorrow, a urban county community series on nuclear energy. First workshop, Nuclear Now, Understanding Today's Technology, coming up on May 21st, 7 p.m. out at the Carbon County Event Center. Come check it out and learn about nuclear energy. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can visit castlecountryradio.com. And for the KOAL News Room, I'm Aiden Mortensen.